It's an exciting time here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days. This time I'm visiting with Alex Anderson. He's a 7-year member of the Town and Country Red Group 4-H Club. Alex, thanks for visiting with us today, and tell us about this big project you have in the other room.
Well, I have a Farmall Super H from the 1950s. The tractor was my late great grandfather's, and it was before we had taken it out, it had sat in the shed for the past 15 years, so plenty of problems to go through. We got it out to take to a tractor show in Huron over Father's Day at the fairgrounds. So
what are some of the things that you had to do to get it up and running again?
So we had to take apart the starter and clean all that out. There's plenty of gunk in there. We had to replace the battery cables. We had to get a new battery. Oh, we had to put all new spark plugs, new spark plug wires. Had to replace the condenser. Just a million little things.
And how long did it take to get it up and running and ready for showing?
So far it's taken a month. But there's still more stuff to do, more cleaning and all that.
How excited were you when you got it to fire up?
It was really something to finally see it go, because putting that much time into something really makes you happy to see the outcome.
And what are some more things that you need to do to it as time goes on?
One thing is to get all the lights working. And then to have the gauges, all the oil pressure and amperage gauges to work again, a lot of electrical stuff.
So what have you learned during this restoration project about the tractor?
One thing that I did learn was that back in the day when they made tractors, they made them positive ground instead of negative ground, so that they believed that it wouldn't rust near as fast. And when we had pulled the tractor out, we kind of found that to be somewhat true, because the battery cables weren't nearly as rusty as we had thought.
And I understand you also built a wooden cart. Tell us about that one.
Well, in shop class for school, we had to make our own personal projects, and mine was to make a wooden cart for kids to ride on. That it was originally supposed to go behind a pedal tractor so that kids could pull each other around, but in the end it ended up being way too heavy, so I had to go behind a garden tractor. And I've had a couple of hiccups with that. On the hitch, I used way too small of screws, and they would rattle out when you put it behind the garden tractor, and so I bumped those up to some big old bolts, and so now they hold quite fine.
Alex, what gets you excited about Achievement Days?
Well, really just seeing all everybody's cool stuff, and then being able to show off the stuff that I bring.
Alex, one final question. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them it's just great people, great community. People are just willing to help and just going to events and learning things.
And I thank Alex Anderson, member of the Town and Country Red Group 4-H Club, here at Sanborn County 4-H Achievement Days in Forestburg.